Hi students, today we continue on chapter number 12, the role of human resource development in employees' welfare. What exactly is welfare? Welfare refers to these objectives or policies such as that are directed at some aspect of the career to the employees in order to motivate them to do or to perform well, both socially and personally. The objectives of this chapter is to estimate the employees' efficiency in the organization, to understand how money is acting as a motivator, to evaluate the benefits of welfare activities, to diagnose the trade union activities, to insulate their retirement, voluntary and layoff, termination and retirement plans, to study the importance of exit interview in the organization. All these points or objectives will be dealt in this chapter. We will deal with this chapter in the following structure of introduction, the role of human resource development in employees' welfare, employees' health and safety, accidents and the causes of accidents in the hospitality industry, accident prevention, how accidents can be prevented, employees separation from services, what does separation means and how it affects the employer and the employee, retirement and retirement benefits, and the exit interview. In the hospitality industry, it is of prime importance that the human resource development department ensures the safety and positive health of the employees. What is safety and what is health? And why hospitality needs welfare? First point is saving the cost of the employee or the employer. And secondly is to improve the performance of the employees. If safety and health is provided at all stages of the job functions, the employee itself will feel better, it will be a motivating factor to him, and he will perform better. Any failure to maintain and manage the safety measures in the workplace can lead to a series of accidents and precious human resource. Reducing absenteeism is one very important thing that is necessary to keep in view in the hospitality industry. So safety measures at workplace can lead to series of accidents and precious human resources. If the human resource of the organization in hospitality is affected due to an accident, a one person's accident can hinder the work of many, several others, and the team itself is, the productivity of the whole team reduces. It causes absenteeism because the person who has met with an accident cannot work. Secondly, the ones that take his place are overworked, and hence they also want time for relaxation. They find it a stress to continue working, continuously working, and hence they also are absent. Hence, absenteeism is also a one very important factor that helps, that is related with accidents. The employee should adhere to safety norms and standards. Several safety norms and standards are in the regular working of the hospitality functions. All this have to be taken into consideration whenever the job functions are being performed. Training is provided to every staff in this respect of safety norms and standards, and hence it is nothing new for them but to practice what is they are trained for. At the same time, the maintenance of machinery in good condition. The machinery and the equipment that is used in the hospitality industry should be in optimum condition at all times. This is very important. So regular maintenance checkup of the, not only of the equipment, but also a regular medical checkup of all employees will keep the employees in optimum health condition. Certain checks like blood pressure, heartbeats, cholesterol, sugar levels have to be considered at least every quarter so that the health of every employee is stabilized. Employee welfare measures. When we come to employee welfare measures, welfare schemes are those schemes that help in building up the employee's relationship with the employer. Physical and emotional stability is brought about if welfare measures is given to the employees adequately. First, we find scholarships. Scholarships for personal growth, that is growth of one's educational self. A front office staff may be provided with a scholarship to learn a second language, and also support of leisure activities may be provided to the staff. Leisure activities like a recreation club or a recreation center with indoor games, chess, carom, table tennis, etc. can be provided to staff so that they are continuously stress free or they use their energy in creative sports. Support on housing loan. This is a very important welfare activity that most of the organizations, not only in the hospitality industry but other also industries, are taking care of. The staff are given loans in order to buy house, and the percentage of that loan is being paid by the organization. Medical checkups, as I just said, the regular medical checkups for food handlers in the hospitality industry is a must. All food handlers are to undergo the set standard of medical checkup at regular intervals, and the other staff also are under medical checkup from time to time. Medical aid. When staff are found ill on duty, in-house doctor is always there, and hence medical aid can be given to staff immediately. Medical aid in the case of accidents, first aid is provided on the spot. If hospitalization is required, necessary, an ambulance is arranged to take him to the hospital, and medical attention is given to him at a very early stage of the accident. Time lost helps in quick recovery. Congratulations and condolences is another type of welfare activity that the hospitality practices from time to time. Congratulations on the birthday of the staff or a new addition to the family, marriage in the family, anniversaries of the staff are recognized, and a small celebration may be held for all the employees celebrating during that month. Collectively, it is celebrated. It is not possible to celebrate individually. So all employees celebrating the anniversaries or birthdays in a particular month, a day is fixed, maybe the mid-month, that is 15th, and all the employees of that month are recognized and are congratulated collectively. Condolences also are sent, maybe a monetary help or through the welfare scheme, or a bouquet of flowers to the departed soul is forwarded to the family. These are the various methods by which staff welfare is taken care of by the Human Resource Development Department. The role of human resource in the employees' welfare. Condition of work environment. Employees' health services. Condition of the work environment is very, very important. The performance of the organization and the success of the business entity depends upon the welfare measures of the employee. Success of the business depends on the welfare measures. If sufficient or adequate welfare measures are provided to the employee, there will be definitely success in the business. Because productivity definitely increases, welfare also is a motivating factor in the lifespan, working lifespan of the employee. Conditions of work environment. When we say work environment, we mean the surrounding areas or the area where the staff works. For example, the very important is in a kitchen, if we take for example, the kitchen should be well ventilated with good exhaust hoods that takes out the heated air, and the exhaust fans bring in the cool fresh air. Second point is the lighting is very important, where lighting is necessary in every area. Providing washrooms and restrooms to the staff is another welfare activity or welfare method of giving staff the best. Once the hotel has considered the employees to be the human asset of the organization, all these welfare measures follow suit. Employees' health services. Prevention is better than cure. So monitoring the health of the employee is very important. The common cause of absenteeism in the hospitality industry is found to be stress and alcoholism. Alcoholism is directly connected to accidents in the hotel. Once the person is addicted to alcoholism, the employee finds it very difficult to work. He doesn't concentrate and hence he is more prone to accidents. In order to do this, it is important to recognize this cause and to curb it initially at initial stages. Employees' health and safety. The human element, physical and mental characteristics, physical health and mental health. These are the two areas where it is very important that a hospitality staff is at optimum health. Physical health, because most of the work in the hospitality industry is with standing. There is no sitting jobs. Most are operational jobs and not administrative jobs. Administrative jobs are assigned to the high designated staff like the managers or the head of the department, and operational jobs are mostly worked as a team. And hence, optimum level of physical health and mental health is important. There should be no stress at the time of work. Once stress is not there, you are able to concentrate and do the work well. The mental and physical health is very important for day-to-day routine work and also for specialized work for handling events in the hospitality industry. Since the staff comes in direct contact with the guest, especially the service staff, it is important that service staff has the best health, where he is able to interact as a close distance and the guest is not uncomfortable. Knowledge and skills are that area which the employee comes into the organization with the knowledge and skills necessary to perform that job function. This knowledge and skills can be developed, or there is scope for growth in this area, and if this talent is recognized by the supervisors or the head of the departments, they can make an improvement in this by sending them for a special training, etc. The attitude and attitudes are all causes of accidents. Attitude is one important element that plays a very important role in accidents. If you do not have the right attitude at your workplace, accidents are bound to cause. Revengeful nature, carelessness, working in haste, and working lazily all causes accidents in the hospitality industry. Hence, it is very important that mental and physical health of the employee is at optimum level at all times. Employees' health and safety. The working conditions in the hospitality industry is very important in providing the health and welfare needs of the employees. In the next chapter, you will see that there are various laws and licenses that are required for the hospitality industry in order to function. Some of the laws that are very important is the Factories Act, that takes care of the welfare of the needs of the employees. Every organization has to put into practice the Factories Act, where they provide good restrooms, lighting, and everything is given in point wise in this act, where it has to be followed. Most of the hospitality in industries or organizations do not deviate from this laws, since the practice of these laws also enable them to get the category or the standards of their hotels recognized. Safety working cycles. Here we have a lot of important notes where welfare of the staff are concerned. Occupational health and safety policies are there in the organization. When we say safety policies, it's not only the health and safety of the staff, but also health safety of the machinery and equipment that is used. All machinery should be tested from time to time so that it is safe working condition. Safety organizations is more or less the same thing. Safety and health training. Safety and health training, this is a training given to some staff of all departments in first aid and firefighting. Firefighting is that area of safety that is important in at any time. Fire can be caused due to electrical hazards or risk, come into risk in other times also. Safety rules and regulations. The rules and regulations of how to use the lifts, the staircases, the fire extinguishers is very, very important in the hospitality industries. The use of fire extinguishers and firefighting drills are also taken place, and training is provided to all the staff of the organization in this area. Another training that is being given to staff recently is evacuation of the premises. This takes place and training is given. A mock drill is usually held in the hotel premises to see the minimum time taken to evacuate all the staff and the guests of the hotel. Safety committees. Most of the organizations have a safety committee which goes around once in 3 months or once every 2 months to look at the areas that are lacking in safety. The points are noted down and the safety health officer makes it a point to inform the departmental heads to curb these areas where safety is not met. Job hazard analysis, that is hazard analysis at critical control points, HACCP. This has to be done. This is also practice in almost all hospitality organizations. Personal protective equipments. Way of clothing is also important. Protective clothing is also provided to the staff, and the use of such protective clothing is very important and should be put into practice. Accident incident investigation, the cause of the accident has to be investigated urgently so that it does not reoccur. One very common cause of accidents in the hospitality kitchens are slippery floors or spillage on the floors. And the second is hot oil or exposure to fire. Emergency preparedness. Every organization has to prepare themselves to meet the emergency crisis in the organization. One such crisis that happens and training is necessary is, I have just told you, in firefighting, the use of fire extinguishers, the use of the method of evacuating the premises, the knowledge of the emergency exits, etc., is very important. Usually in small hotels we find that the emergency exits are blocked with old furniture and articles that has to be scrapped, and hence is a hindrance in times of emergency. Safety promotion has to be in every area, and this has to be taken care of by every supervisor to train his team in safety promotion. Promotion of safety is to use the right boards at all times when cleaning is taking place, especially in the housekeeping department, the cleaning of the swimming pool area, etc. Health assurance program. Health assurance programs are for staff of different departments where promotion of health. As I told you, in the hospitality industry, we have medical health checkup for the food handlers once a year, a detailed medical checkup, and other staff can be given training in such areas. Evaluation, selection and control of subcontractors. This matter is of grave importance to the hospitality industry. Selection of the subcontractor has to be done very, very carefully, because the manpower provided by such contractor has to be honest and has to have a relevant knowledge of what he is to do into the hotel and in which department. Audit and document control is this area which we have already spoken in other subjects. Record and record maintenance is also a safety part, or a part where it requires to be recorded. Everything that happens in the organization has to be recorded and records maintained in order to give an audit or an inventory at the right time. Safety working cycles have to be planned. It just does not happen. Planning and development and training in all the areas that I have just spoken of, handling accidents, accident prevention, safety measures, etc. Organizing and implementing, not only planning, but we have to see that such things that are planned are organized and implemented, especially putting the right boards, the use of the lifts have to be very carefully done. Measuring and taking corrective actions. After implementing, we have to measure and see which areas are still lacking and corrective actions to be taken in these areas. Management review. Management review is the management will review the situation from time to time, whether medical checkups are necessary, especially in staff who are exposed to alcoholism. It is very important that his health condition, his status is reviewed from time to time. Medical assistance is provided to him. Counseling is provided to him. Professional counseling in this matter is very important. Family counseling also plays a very important role in such chronic absenteeism in of staff in the hospitality industry due to this vice. Safety policies have to be introduced. One of the safety policies is a regular medical checkup. Secondly, is providing safety equipment to the staff, providing safety training to the staff, training in first aid, training in fire, use of fire extinguishers, training in using the equipments of the hotel, say for the slicers, the cutters, especially the bread slicers and the sausage cutters or the salami ham cutters are very, very dangerous. Mincing machines, vegetable choppers, all such training has to be provided to staff from time to time. Accidents and causes of accidents. What is an accident? An accident is an unplanned and uncontrolled event which causes or is likely to cause an injury. It is something which unexpected, unpredictable, and intended or not desired. An accident may cause a result of some unsafe activity, act, working condition, etc. If the mental condition of the worker is peaceful at all times, he is without stress, accidents can be avoided. Cleanliness and environmental hygiene, personal hygiene also may lead to accidents. If there is good hygienic practices in sanitation, then accidents will not occur. It always causes an injury and loss of man hours. Technical causes, unsafe conditions. Equipment will be unsafe or the environment may be unsafe. Electrical connections may be unsafe when using the equipment. Mechanical factors and environmental factors. Mechanical factors are the equipment may be old, does not respond to effectively, and hence it causes accidents. Environmental factors may be there may be no lighting, proper lighting in that area where the work is going on, and hence due to that accidents can occur. Human causes is unsafe act. You're working too hastily, you're working carelessly, you're doing the job that is not assigned to you sometimes, and hence accidents can be caused. Unsafe acts and is also related to personal factors. Personal factors like revenge or personal factors like carelessness, haste, working in haste, and not having a peaceful mind. Accident prevention. Measure the current safety performance. What is the current safety performance? What is the rate of accidents? Most hotels give effective training to the staff in order to avoid accidents. The number of accidents that occur in a hospitality unit is very less compared to the accident risk that is involved in the day-to-day functioning of the job functions. Collect as much information as possible on safety performance. How the job has to be done, which are the areas that require to be pinpointed. Measure risk, break down accidents by work area or work task. Accidents in hospitality occurs both in the restaurant and in the food production department. Most of the accidents occur in the food production department because of time-bound functions. There is a lot of time-bound functions. Food has to reach the customer's plate in time, and because of this, accidents occur. Secondly, because of the environment, the floor may not be clean. There may be something spilled on the floor, and the floor becomes slippery. Due to this, accidents may occur. Employee separation from service. This is the second part of this chapter where we see that the separation of employees from service. There are different types of separations versus discharge. An employee may be discharged from his duties for misconduct, indiscipline, etc. He may be discharged from his duties temporarily or permanently. Discharge usually occurs sometimes before confirmation, and termination is where, after holding the inquiry, the services of the staff is terminated. Suspension is during the inquiry, the staff is suspended because of misconduct. Retrenchment is overstaff, and hence retrenchment takes place. Layoff is because the organization or the hospitality unit is not able to perform well and hence cannot pay the employees. This leads to a layoff where the organization shuts down suddenly and the staff, entire staff, is laid off. Employee separation from service. The employee may leave the organization for better prospects or may be terminated from the organization due to various reasons. Separation comes in two forms: that the employee separates itself from the organization, or the employer separates the employee from the organization. In the first part, is separation voluntary separation, that the employee puts in his resignation because of better prospects, he gets a better offer in other organization, and hence he goes to another organization. Termination is because the organization does not allow you to continue working in that organization due to various reasons, because of misconduct, etc. We have retirement schemes that also leads to separation of employee from the organization. Compulsory retrenchment schemes, retirement scheme. Compulsory retirement is that where the organization gives the employee a lump sum amount and asks him to leave because they cannot bear the expenditure or they are overstaffed. Such compulsory retirement scheme is also called a golden handshake. Voluntary retirement scheme is where the staff can leave the organization voluntarily due to health reasons or any other reasons that he finds or she finds is not able for him to continue working with the organization. The hospitality units organizations have not found the need to introduce retirement schemes, as staff is never surplus and multitasking is taken as part of the training. This scheme of retirement, compulsory retirement, does not exist in most of the hotel organizations, since the hospitality organizations are always having do not have surplus staff. In case they have surplus staff in one department, they do something called the multi-task training, where the staff is given on-the-job training in some other department and is transferred to the other department immediately. Exit interview. Exit interview is a discussion which can vary in structure and formality. It is held between the departing employee and the employer, designed to get information about their employment experience and motivation for leaving. When a staff puts in his resignation, and the resignation is accepted by the organization, an exit interview is planned. The exit interview should be a discussion between the employer and the employee on a one-to-one basis. The time given should be at a most convenient time so that he is able to prepare himself to answer or to give a feedback about the organization. Any separation from the organization can lead to an exit interview. Retired staff also, the ones that are getting retired from the organizations, can participate in such an exit interview. Exit interview. Allow sufficient time. Be willing to hear the complaints. Thank the employee for serving the organization. Ask how the employee's department might be improved. This exit interview is conducted usually after years of service with the organization. It may be 3 years, it may be 30 years, where a retirement staff has worked for 30 years and retire from the organization. So give him a day or a time convenient to him. Allow sufficient time so that he is able to prepare himself. Be willing to hear complaints. Whatever the complaints of the staff are at the time of exit interview, be prepared to listen to it. Do not stop him or her. Let him express himself willingly. On our hand, the employer should thank the employee for his service and the years spent with the organization. How the employee's department may be improved. Take down notes from the employee's experience with the organization, areas that may require to be improved. Thank you.